Minot's Ledge by Fitzjames O'Brien, from Harper's New Monthly Magazine, April 1861. Minot's Ledge. Like spectral hounds across the sky, the white clouds scud before the storm, and naked in the howling night, the red-eyed lighthouse lifts its form. The waves with slippery fingers clutch the massive tower and climb and fall, and muttering, growl with baffled rage their curses on the sturdy wall. Up in the lonely tower he sits, the keeper of the crimson light. Silent and awestruck does he hear the imprecations of the night. The white spray beats against the panes like some wet ghost that down the air is hunted by a troop of fiends and seeks a shelter anywhere. He prays aloud, the lonely man, for every soul that night at sea, but more than all for that brave boy who used to gaily climb his knee, young Charlie, with the chestnut hair and hazel eyes and laughing lip. May heaven look down, the old man cries, upon my son and on his ship. While thus with pious heart he prays, far in the distance sounds a boom. He pauses, and again there rings that sullen thunder through the room. A ship upon the shoal tonight. She cannot hold for 1/2 hour. But clear the ropes and grappling hooks, and trust in the almighty power. On the drenched gallery he stands, striving to pierce the solid night. Across the sea the red eye throws a steady crimson wake of light, and where it falls upon the waves he sees a human head float by, with long drenched curls of chestnut hair and wild but fearless hazel eye. Out with the hooks, one mighty fling! Adown the wind the long rope curls. Oh, will it catch? Dread suspense, while the wild ocean wilder whirls. A steady pull. It tautens now. Oh, his old heart will burst with joy as on the slippery rocks he pulls the breathing body of his boy. Still sweep the specters through the sky. Still scud the clouds before the storm. Still, naked in the howling night, the red-eyed lighthouse lifts its form. Without, the world is wild with rage. Unkenneled demons are abroad. But with the Father and the Son within, there is the peace of God. End of poem.